All right, here in the TSN studio with me is Laura Huffman, who is the executive director of the Nature Conservancy in Texas. You have been looking at this drought situation, you know, in a way that a lot of people just don't get to, because you get to get in depth on this thing. You know, people have sort of a, you know, just sort of an anecdotal idea that it's bad. Well, how bad is it?
Well, we are in the one-year drought of record for the state of Texas. The vast majority of Texas is in officially a drought condition, even though a few places got a couple of inches of rain in the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. But there is no question that this drought is more significant than anything anybody in our generation has experienced. And here's why. The drought of record was about a decade-long drought in the 1950s. Mm-hmm. And at that time, there were fewer than 10 million people living in the state of Texas. So right now we've got 25 million people living in the state of Texas. So a 1 year drought affects that many more people, and mm-hmm. it affects our ability to come out of a drought.
Yeah.
And the way that our state's projections are moving, in 50 years we're expected to have 50 million people in Texas, and we will have additional droughts. So it's got the Nature Conservancy really focused on this issue of water and what can we do to protect it and mm-hmm. keep its quality as high as possible, so that as our state grows, these droughts aren't as devastating to us.
Planning for this, you know, long term, it's something where people will say you don't have a whole lot of options other than to just pray for rain, right? But the reality, I guess, is that if you had planned ahead way beforehand, then that wouldn't be your only option when you get to a certain point.
That's true. I mean, a drought is going to happen, and there are some conditions, and this year I think is one of those years mm-hmm. where no planning could have overcome record heat, record drought, and record wildfires. It just was a bad year for the state of Texas. But good planning will help us in the future, and the reason is because as our population grows, we've got to strike a balance with the health of our rivers and streams and providing fresh water to our major Texas cities, which is where the vast majority of the population is moving.
Right. There's a real shift from primarily agriculture, where you got to find that balance, and the cities. I mean, the LCRA right now has already told, you know, farmers along the lower end of the Colorado River, you're not going to have any water come next year because it's got to be diverted for the big cities.
It's a real balance. And the good news is that the state of Texas has a water plan that recognizes all of these moving parts. Mm-hmm. A month ago, the price of that water plan was $31 billion. It's now been updated, and it is $53 billion. That's a lot of money, and
right.
There's no real funding stream to pay for this.
Right.
And so that's the challenge.
Whatever the issue is, it's not like they just have, you know, stacks of hundreds sitting around down at the Capitol to get it, you know, to get it paid for. Let me ask you about these ballot initiatives. You've got, let's take them one at a time. You've got the Proposition 8, which is, explain that for people. It's the one that has to do, as I understand it, with giving people a tax break for doing a certain thing to, or doing certain things to try to protect water quality. What's happening with that?
That's exactly right. And let me just quickly reference the state water plan, because mm-hmm. as the Nature Conservancy was thinking about how we could have a really big impact on water, we looked at that state water plan, and 25% of the future's water supply for the state of Texas is scheduled to come from something called conservation. Mm-hmm. And yet there's no real game plan in place for how we're going to achieve that number. So we started thinking about that. You combine that number with the fact that 95% of Texas is privately owned, and the first thing you realize is that in order to protect water, you need to be working with private property owners. Mm-hmm. So what Proposition 8 does is it mimics an existing exemption, which is the agricultural exemption, which says that if a landowner complies with a certain set of management criteria on their land, which enhance agriculture, or there's another one for wildlife, then they can get a lower property tax bill if they comply with these standards. Mm-hmm. So what this water stewardship does is it adds another category and says if a landowner complies with a set of standards that enhance water quality and water quantity on their land, then they can qualify for the reduced property tax bill. And in this way, we have found the first way to incent water protection in the state of Texas. It's actually the first time in the country that a state has figured out a way to incent private property owners to protect water on their land.
Do you worry that maybe because of the way it is worded and because it takes that long an explanation to tell people exactly what it is, that people have a tendency to, when they see something on the ballot and they don't quite get it, and this is what a lot of people have told me over the years, right, is that if there's a proposition on the ballot and I don't really know what it's going to do, then I'm going to vote no. What's the challenge like with trying to get people to get what this would do?
Well, this ballot language is confusing, like a lot of ballot language. It might not be immediately intuitive to people how helpful a tool this is. But when we ask people, normally what they're saying is the minute they understand that this is a piece of constitutional change that will protect water, people are immediately in favor of it. So our big challenge has just been to get the word out and to explain in plain English what this does. And also to explain to people, this passed the legislature without a single person ever voting against it. I mean, this is a post-it note. It made so much sense that no one ever voted against it. And the people that are supporting the constitutional amendment now run a huge gamut. We've got every major chamber of commerce in Texas is supporting this. We've got Texas Wildlife Association, Texas Association of Business, of course, the Nature Conservancy, Environmental Defense, the League of Conservation Voters. So this is one of those amendments that really has attracted no real controversy because it is such a practical solution.